Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. I am your host, Willa White, and I live here in Lilydale, and I'm a registered medium, and this is my radio show with the Lilydale Blog Talk Radio family. And it is our spiritual family, and with me today, I have my special guest, Eileen McClure. She is a registered medium here at Lilydale as well, and I'm so glad that you could join us today, Eileen.
Oh, this is such a privilege. I can't thank you enough. I mean, you know, I love Lilydale, and any way that we can broadcast its wonderfulness, it's great. So thank you.
Yes, I'm really glad that you're part of helping people understand the beauty of Lilydale and the beauty of spirit.
And, you know, if any of you live close by, or if you don't, it's a wonderful drive. New York in the fall is absolutely beautiful, just beautiful. So, you know, don't just come during season, come all year long.
Yeah, the fall foliage is in full swing right now. We've got a lot of orange leaves and crunchy leaves that are down. And my children have been leaping into leaf piles, so I apologize to the residents who've done such a good job sleeping up occasionally, not every time. It's my children. So they're having a lot of fun driving their bikes through it. And
I remember those days, but, I'm glad you have a lot that you can actually accumulate leaves, because most of us live on this postage stamp that has absolutely very little ground to it. So good for you.
Yes.
Good for you, yes.
Well, you know, if they're not going through mud puddles, they're going through leaf piles. And then for the snow, they put their bikes away. We make them do that at least.
See? And isn't it great that you are at that age that you still have young kids and enjoy every minute of it? It goes too fast.
We are. My husband and I are very blessed. We know it.
Yes, you are. Yes.
Well, I know as far as your story, I wanted you to share a bit about how you came to spirit and understanding spirit.
Well, I would like to say that mine was similar to yours, where you came from a lineage of mediums, okay? Mine did not. Not that we didn't believe in it, because I think as a Reformed Catholic that we always kind of believe in of people kind of understanding that there is communication after death. But my husband passed away in 1978, and at that point he started to come to me. And it kind of started my journey where I sought out mediums for comfort and for education, and just started to go on from that, and then finally realized that this was my niche. I had no idea, and I always say the most tragic part of my life was probably the most transforming part of my life.
Mm.
And so it has been a wonderful, wonderful experience. And my favorite joke is I am a retired school psychologist and spent years in school. And I said, oh, my God, I wasn't supposed to be a psychologist. I was supposed to just be, don't mind the term, psychic, and then move on from there. But, you know, both endeavors, the counseling psychology, has helped immensely, even with this work.
Mm. So. Oh, I wanted to ask you about that, but before I do, I wanted to tell people the call-in number today, which is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. And Eileen has a special treat for you guys today. She is going to do some on-air readings. So if you want to call in, she's going to be open to receive beautiful messages from Spirit for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to make sure that gets told to everybody so they can make plans and call in early and call in accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
So 818-739-8818. Now, I do want to ask you, working with in the school with the children, can you tell us a little bit about maybe a couple stories where you felt your intuition helping you and assisting you in the guidance of those children?
Well, you know, even when I was doing my counseling, I always felt that I was more of an intuitive counselor And even in the school psychology, you know, it's not that I try to use my skills only because I'm working under the confines of an educational system.
Yes.
And I need to respect that.
Of course.
Okay. And as a school psych, of course, you do a lot of what we call projection testing,
mm-hmm.
where you can look at their pictures and you could look at their answers and really get a lot of insight. And sometimes I could just hear that little whisper giving me a little bit more information, but I would always try, especially in my report writing, I would always try to keep it to the data that was in front of me.
Yes.
Okay, but when I met with parents or when I met with teachers and or staff, you know, sometimes I would go into a little bit more depth of what they might need emotionally,
yeah.
because that's what I was getting.
Yeah.
And I would try to really have them understand who that child was. And if you're going to expect any type of outcome educationally in a learning experience, you need to understand where the child's coming to you emotionally.
Absolutely.
So it has helped all the way around. Mm-hmm. And even in my own personal life. Imagine that.
Yes,
I know.
Absolutely.
I know. It has.
What stories do you have in your personal life?
Well,
share.
You know, one of my favorites is, you know, my husband passed near Christmas, okay,
mm-hmm.
and we always argued about a blinking tree to a non-blinking tree, okay,
mm.
and a blinking tree absolutely drove me crazy, and you know, nowadays you can have them on fast blink, but back in the olden days, you just took a bulb out and you put another bulb in, and then the tree would blink. Well, my husband loved blinks, okay, and I disliked blinks. And so that year, I won. It was not a blinking tree until he passed. And then it blinked.
And then he strobed you.
And then, exactly. And I thought, you know, and I kept it up for about a year. And my mother kept saying, you know, this is looking a little weird. I said, okay, I'll move it from the front window. Don't worry. But that's, I plug it in, and it just made me feel comfortable.
Yes.
But I it blinked. And no, I didn't take out the bulb or anything. It just blinked on its own. So.
Well, they love to use electrical things.
They
love
do.
To play with those.
They do. they do. And one of them was as well is one of my radio in my car. You know, as a school psych, you go from building to building to building, and I, for some strange reason, I spend a lot of time in my car. And every time I would get in this in my car, it would just blast on, and be on a certain channel, and it was like, all right, I know I turned it off, okay. And then, you know, how do you go and talk to your dealership, and just saying and he goes in and there's nothing, of course there's
right,
nothing and
right.
and so finally I said, keep it in the parking lot, I'll come in the morning, and we'll get in this car together. And, of course, it blared. And he just kind of looked, and he goes, I really don't know what to tell you. There isn't anything wrong with that. And I just had to talk to my spirit people and say, hey, I don't mind it turning on, but that loudness is too much of a shock for me in the morning.
Absolutely.
And I said, just tone it down a little. And then it stopped.
Well, you do have to set those boundaries with people.
Yeah, and spirit,
it's
yeah.
It's really important to have healthy boundaries with spirit people.
Yes.
And they
mm-hmm.
will manifest with one person differently from another.
Yes.
And it's just mm-hmm. the nature of it. You say, well, why aren't I getting these mm-hmm. such and such signs?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's different. Everybody receives information slightly mm-hmm. differently. And they all have that which is their unique way of spirit contact and expression.
It does, and I notoriously can wake up in the middle of the night on 3:14. You know, I look, I go, I know, it's 3:14.
It's pie time.
Exactly.
It's pie time.
And so, you know, that spirit connection, as well as 777. Those are my numbers, and I, you know, you see them repeatedly. A lot of people see them on license plates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, okay, I know you're with me. And I think it's important for people to know those signs, for people to kind of understand that it isn't just by happenstance, that this is spirit letting you know that they are with you at that time. And so, you know, I am very blessed. And I love going down the street, you know, especially at dawn or dusk, and the streetlights turn on for me.
Oh, yeah.
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 And you know, I love to play cards. Okay, so I'm going over to my sister's, and if the street lights start to go on or off, depending, it's I know I'm winning. I'm like, yes, it's going to be a good win day for me. I should go to the casinos, but I just go play Canasta.
I'm feeling lucky.
I know. I just play Canasta with my sister, so, yeah.
Sometimes you just have those moments where you feel completely fortunate and blessed.
Yes.
And the abundance is there, that you're really in the manifesting mode.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. I think I manifest pretty good. You know, I want a car.
That's right.
I know.
That's
awesome. I know. And I knew it. I knew it from the time I was sending in my little ticket stubs. There was something in my ear that's just saying, it's going to be yours. It's going to be yours. And you know, we had to travel home from Lilydale. Home to me is in Ohio. And my husband kept saying, why are we going home? Why are we going home? You're not going to win the car. I said, I'm winning the car. I know I'm winning this car.
I've got to be there.
And you have to be present to win the car. Otherwise, you just got $500. And I said, I'm going. And when they called my name, all I heard is, oh, crap, she won the car. And it was him standing behind me. And I thought, a doubtful mind.
Little faith.
Yes, because I can manifest.
You can.
We all can.
But
yeah.
Some people are excellent at it. My mother, she's very good at finding four-leaf clovers.
Oh, now that is amazing.
Isn't that an amazing gift?
Yes, it is.
She'll look down, and all of a sudden she'll hunt a little bit, and then, there it is. And it's...
That is amazing.
Yeah.
I do have one under plastic, but I don't think I found it. I think
someone gave it to me.
And they're beautiful and they're precious and they're rare.
Yes.
How great is that?
Well, at least your husband is having to recognize things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Are we talking the one in the present or the one in
both.
The spirit?
Both. They both have to recognize that.
And the one in spirit still, I mean, it's been a long time, okay, because it's next year it'll be 40 years.
What?
I know. I said, oh, my God, I better keep up with the makeup. Actually, at this point, I need to just put on cake makeup. But, it'll be 40 years. And I still, every now and then, the radio will still turn to an old-time channel, and then I'll hear our song. And it's like, isn't that cool?
Love never dies.
Never. And that's all we take with us.
Yes.
That's all we take with us. I mean, we could try to do whatever and accumulate whatever and be as material as we want, but we have to say goodbye to it.
That's right. We're not Egyptian.
Nope.
You can't pile up in your pyramid.
Well, you could, but you're not taking it with you.
No.
You know, the only thing you take with you is the love that you left behind, and hopefully you leave behind wonderful love and a small print of our being here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you live on in other people, too.
Yes.
Idea of honoring another person's life.
Yes.
By honoring your own life and living gloriously and joyously.
Yes.
I think that's an essential part of living.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think the older you get, you do that every day because you never know.
You never know.
And so, but
mortality.
Yes. But I'm going to beat that, too. You know, I feel good about that.
Yeah.
Not that I'm living forever, but, you know, my family died very young, okay? So, you know, when I go to the doctor, he always asks about your history, and I said, hey, I'm writing it as we speak.
Yes, right.
And so this is...
Because you
can do it. It's exactly right, we choose.
You know, if people are genetically predisposed, this is my opinion, they're genetically predisposed, but there's a lot that they can do on an energetic level to assist themselves with that.
Very much.
Emotional triggers can happen in a person and really start the ball rolling.
Yes. One of my first books coming to Lilydale way back in 1978 was Louise Hay, How to Heal Your Life.
Oh, yeah, you can heal your life.
How to Heal Yourself or something.
Yeah.
And
that's a great book.
I remember looking through all of those and going, wow, who would have thought? Who would have thought?
I don't agree with everything in that book.
No.
But most.
Yes.
But most. Mm-hmm. It's a really great book.
Do we have callers?
We have callers that have been patiently waiting. So.
Okay.
But I'm fascinated with you and people.
Okay.
So I want to take our first caller. It looks like it's ending in 1051. Again, ending in 1051. Let's see if we can get her on the line so that she can join us. Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. And what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Diane, and I'm calling from Florida.
Wonderful. Thanks for calling in today, Diane. Are you interested in having an on-air reading today, or did you have something you wanted to share from a spiritual perspective, an experience?
I am interested in, I was hoping to get a message from the other side.
All right. Okay, Diane. First of all, I hope you're safe in Florida. Okay. We hope that all things are going well for you there.
Much better than before.
Yes. But, you know, Diana, as I step in with you, please, there is a gentleman here who wants to come with you. And I just feel that this gentleman and you had a wonderful relationship together. And, you know, I almost want to go on Dad's side of the family, but I just need to ask, please, have you lost your husband?
It's
okay to say. Okay, because I do feel that it's more of him, and he just looks and just says, "I'm sorry, I couldn't walk the length of our marriage together." He goes, "I'm sorry that I had to go before you," and he goes, "But thank you for walking with me." And there was something about the length of his passing. There is something about that it was difficult to watch, and it was difficult to go through. And he just says, thank you for being my optimism, and thank you for being my guide, because after a while I do feel he would have given up on a few things, and that is when you would have taken over. But he goes, you know when I'm around. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, you know when I'm around. He goes, you know, when you care for someone as much as we cared for each other, he goes, you know that I come and visit regularly. And there is something here about him. I have to go with his hairline. I don't know if he was getting a little balder as he was getting a little bit older. But, you know, I call it the Jude Law look, where you have hair in the front, but it's receding on the sides a little. And I think that was a little bit of him. But he just wants you to know, please, you know, like we were saying, love is the only thing we take with us. And he goes, and you had it in abundance. And he says, thank you.
Diane, were you able to hear that?
Yeah, I heard it all. Just to let you know, my husband had a full head of hair. He had beautiful, thick hair, fluffy hair. But when he got sick, he aged about 20 years in 8 months. So...
Wow.
I could see, the reference.
Yeah. Yes, he really, it's not that his looks were important to him at all, Diane, but he, you know, there was just certain parts that, you know, most of us have 10 years to, you know, to age, where he did it in 8 months. But you do know that literally you were the wind under his wings. And he just says thank you, because, you know, when he couldn't do it anymore, you just dug right in. And He just says thank you, and he's sorry that he couldn't stay, because he would have, you know, when you come to the time in your life when you think, okay, this is time for vacations and for relaxation, and he goes, and now you're kind of doing that on your own, and he goes, but I'm there with you in spirit, and you know that.
I know when he's around.
Thank you for your call in, and you take care.
You too now. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Diane. Aw.
Thank you.
What a nice message.
Thank you.
That was so beautiful.
Well, you know, we all lose loved ones. And I think one of the hardest things, I mean, is losing someone who you think you're going to, you're not that old yet that you should walk another 20 to 30 years together.
Mm-hmm.
And that is those are the years that you should be able to vacation and sit back and drink coffee or tea on your porch.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden you're doing it as a single person. And it's a very hard adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard.
Yeah. Well, you know, from personal experience.
Yes, I do.
Sure.
I do.
Yeah.
But yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like we have another caller. Mm-hmm. So how about we open it up to 5234. Again, any numbers, 5234. And the call-in number for those who are interested in is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. And we're going to take caller 5234. Yeah, caller number 5234. Just waiting for that caller to come onto the line. I know our producer is working so hard behind the scenes, and we appreciate you very much.
More than you know.
More than you know.
And technology.
we'd like to take the next caller, which is 5234. Again, 5234.
Hello?
Yes, hello. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Sharon, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Wonderful. Thank you for calling in today, Sharon. Are you interested in having an on-air reading today, or did you want to share about a spiritual experience?
I was hoping for a reading.
Okay, Sharon. You know, it's funny because I live near Sharon, PA. So do you live near Sharon, PA? What part of Pennsylvania?
Actually, Meadville.
Oh.
Close to Erie.
Yeah, I know where you're from. I live in Cortland, Ohio, which is close to Youngstown. And so is your favorite shoe store Ryers?
No, actually, it's the shoe department.
Yeah. I like that. Okay, Sharon, you know, as I kind of step in with you, please, I get a female here who comes with you, and I almost want to touch my hand, and I do feel that it could have been a mother vibration to you. Has your mother passed, please?
Yes.
Okay, and you would understand there's something about her hand, and I don't know if she had arthritis or something, or she was just very creative with her hands, and that could come with cooking as well. But do you have her wedding ring?
Actually, you're probably talking about my grandmother who helped to raise me.
Okay. I just get a mother vibration. Do you have her wedding ring?
Not a wedding ring, but I do have a ring of hers.
Okay, because I just keep wanting to touch it and move it around on my hand. And, you know, your grandmother, I call her a very practical woman. She knew what she needed, and she also knew if it was a need or a want. So I'm going to call some frugalness here with her. And she just looks and just says, I didn't have a lot, but the things that I did have I valued very, very much, and I wanted them to go to the people who I absolutely adored. And you know, your mom is a very spirited woman. You would understand that, or was a very
yes.
spirited woman? And your grandmother really had a hard time understanding her. And so she goes, when you came around and when I realized that I needed to step up to the plate a little bit and be a little bit more of an influence in your life, I realized that you were different than your mom. But she goes, what I always loved about you is you always kept an open mind. You kept an open mind in what she would have needed throughout her life, and you would have also kept an open mind about your mom because you never really closed the door on your mom. You always wanted to understand why. And your grandmother just says, I give you a lot of credit for having that curiosity. And your grandmother, please, I'm just going to say, waste not, want not. Okay, and so everything was like used to the point where it couldn't be used anymore. And so she just looks and says, you have a little bit of my frugalness. So in your purse, you could put in a quarter, but after a while you take out a dollar. You would understand that because you are very conscious of how you spend your money. Okay, and has there been something this within 2017 or late 2016 that happened that was a little bit of a huge adjustment for you?
Yeah, my daughter moved back home.
Okay, because she just says, remember this open mind and this patience that you have learned throughout your whole life? You need to kind of use those skills again with your daughter, okay? She wants to move out just as quickly as you would like her to have move out. So, you know, just be aware that this isn't long-term, okay? This is just until she gets her balance again. And remember, a mother's job is to give life to her children. But there comes a time that we all need to say, fly and live the life the way that you want it. Because you and your daughter can butt heads a little, you would understand?
Yes.
And so you just need to understand it is your home. And it is your way of wanting the things how they are. And she needs to live in those parameters, okay? Because there's a part of her that it's almost like sleeping with a dog or a cat where after a while they're pushing you out. okay? And you're like, you have the whole bed now, and I have this little corner. And so you need to push back a little bit, but do it in a kind, you know, I always say, mean what you say and say what you mean, but don't be mean when you say it. And you just need to get that out there, okay? So she needs to have some limits, okay?
Okay.
I do feel she might be there for the holidays, but after that she's gone. In a good way. In a very good
okay.
way. Okay. She'll get her life together. Okay? So God bless. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. And take care of yourself. Okay.
Thank you so much. You're
Thanks,
welcome.
Thanks, Karen. Thanks for calling in today. Aw.
I like this.
It's fun.
Yes.
And I know you've done on-air readings before. You're mm-hmm. on a radio show in Ohio, correct?
I am. I'm on AC and Kelly once or twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
Once I get back there permanently, I'll call mm-hmm. them and say I'm back. And then I go and I do my little gig for
yeah.
an hour and a half.
A whole hour and a half, people. So if you're in the Ohio area there,
yes.
you can tune in to Eileen. Mm-hmm. On what's the station again?
Hot FM 101.
Hot FM.
Mm-hmm. AC and Kelly morning show. I have to be there at 7:30 in the morning.
To be ready.
Yeah, but they don't have cameras, so.
Right.
I can go any way I want. Yes. Yeah.
You're hearing me out to hear.
Yeah, it can be.
You can go
and
troll.
And it does sometimes. Yes, it does.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. It takes a lot to tame this.
Well, those of you who are just tuning in, we have this is Wednesdays with Willa, and my special guest is Eileen McClure. She's a registered medium. You became registered in what year again?
In 2002.
In 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Been a while. Though.
It has been a while. Sometimes I think
the year before me, actually.
Sometimes I think it's just it's been forever, and then I go, no, it really hasn't.
Like 15, 16 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you registered, and you're also the current president of the Lily Dale Mediums League.
I am.
And we really appreciate you being that.
Thanks.
We do.
And that's a whole new...
Having been on the Mediums League Board of Directors for, I think it was 5 years.
Yes.
I know what goes into helping with that, so thank you.
You're very welcome. Just harmony and peace.
Absolutely. Harmony
yes.
and peace,
harmony
everyone.
And peace. Yes. It is achievable in any
absolutely.
Situation.
Yes. Well, are you ready for another caller?
And we have another?
We do indeed.
Okay.
Would you be up for that?
Sure.
Okay. So we're going to take the next caller, 2332, again, 2332, and let's see who we have.
Hi, this
Hello.
Is Karen.
Hi, Karen. Where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn, Michigan.
Wonderful. I didn't know there was a Brooklyn. I'm sure you hear that all the time.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for calling in.
And I have to say, one of the reasons why I kind of leave New York and go to Ohio is the winters here are a little bit interesting. But I have to say, where you live is also a pretty interesting place. But, well, I'm glad you're from Brooklyn, and we're just going to pretend you're from New York and you're having a great time. And Karen,
no
right? Karen.
Yes.
You know, Karen, if I step into your vibration, please. There is a female here who comes with you, but I get two females, actually. I get an older female who would be more of a mother vibration and or a grandmother vibration. But have you also lost a friend? Because I get one here that it would have been within an orb of 5 years of you throughout your life, age-wise. You could have been a cousin, it could have been a friend, someone you would have known. Does that ring any bells?
Not in a female way, no.
Okay. And was this person, please, sensitive? Because sometimes I look at the vibration and I see sensitive, and I assume female. Not that males aren't sensitive, but usually it happens more in the female race. So have you lost a male then?
Not within the last 5 years, but yes.
Okay, I still have to go with that person because you see, you keep this person so fresh on your mind that you keep his memory alive, okay? And so there is a part of you that I just see you almost daily, kind of thinking of their name or even though it has been longer than that, for you it has been right around the corner. You would understand?
Right.
Okay. If that person just needs to have you understand. When was he young when he passed, please? Now, I know I'm old. So young to me is like 40 or so.
Okay.
Or was it older?
It was younger.
Yeah. Younger? Okay, 40 and below.
Right.
Okay, because he just looks and he touches your shoulder, and I think he touches your shoulder quite often, actually. So every now and then, if you kind of think, you know, what is that, and you go to brush off your shoulder or you think someone's tapping you on your shoulder, I really do feel it's him. And he just looks and just wants you to have an understanding that in some ways he kind of understood he wasn't here for a long time, okay? And he also wants you to have an understanding that in many ways, psychologically, he's happier on the other side, okay? I'm not stating that there was any fragileness or anything like that, but there was just a part of him that found life difficult. And so he goes, I just want you to know, I appreciate your understanding, I appreciate your conversations, I appreciate your talking to me, and I appreciate you keeping my name and my essence alive. But he goes, I am very much okay, very, very much okay. He is showing me his way of passing, which kind of tells me that it's very private and something between you and him and not necessarily on a podcast. And so he just looks and just says to you, you know we connected, you know I loved, and it isn't that I didn't hear you, I just couldn't do everything that you wanted me to. And I thank you for walking with me in this lifetime. Okay?
Okay.
Any questions?
Anything more? You said you had noticed a female vibration, like a grandmother or a mother.
Yes. Has your mother passed?
Yes.
Well, let me describe the female. This female could have had a great sense of humor. Okay? And I do feel that, and she would have liked to present food. And so she would have had the holiday gatherings. She would have done those kind of things. But she always made it fun and festive. Even though the food might not have been top-notch as far as her culinary skills go, but she would have made it fun and festive, and everyone would have loved that gathering, okay? And people would have stayed long because they would have loved the gathering and the energy that was there. So was that mother or grandmother to you?
Mother.
Okay, and you would understand that your mom was such a graceful lady that when near the end of her time, she wanted to make other people feel good when they came and visited. Okay, she was just full of grace, and she just looks and just says, "I have absolutely no rejections about my life. It was full. It was wonderful. It was loving." She goes, "I lived a very complete life, and I have absolutely no sorrows with that. The sorrow is I needed to look at the people in my life who I loved, you and her other children, and realize that someday," and as she got older and a little bit more fragile, that day was coming sooner, "that at one day I'd be seeing you through different eyes." But she goes, "I have absolutely no regrets. No regrets." She was a great woman. You would understand that?
Yes. She was a wonderful person.
Yes, she was. And she just looks and says, "You're too hard on yourself, because in many ways you're a lot like her, and except you don't see the little groups of people barely see that, and you need to acknowledge it a little bit more because you and her are a lot alike." Okay?
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in. You take care.
Thank you, Karen. Well, I know that time is winding down. We have about 10 minutes or so, but mm-hmm. I just wanted to mention, because there are other radio shows, and I don't want to get to the end of the show and not be able to talk about the fact that there are other radio shows that happen during the week. So tonight is Journey of Light with John White, and that's at 8 p.m. And then on Friday morning we have Celestial Fridays. And it's at 10 a.m. with Celeste Elliott. And we have Tuesday night, which is Embracing Your Essence with Colleen van der Zijden. That's at 8 p.m. So you've got four shows to tune into if you want. And I also want to mention that Eileen, she only lives here in the summertime, really.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to come off season to Lilydale for Eileen, she's not going to be here.
No.
But you can always schedule with her in Ohio.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or wait for her to come back around in the springtime,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes. I always say I put my house to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just, you know, close it up and keep the heat on because
yeah.
I think it needs it, and come back in the spring and clean up the yard, and we're ready to go again. And those of you that know where I live, I'm the flower lady.
Yes. Oh,
okay.
Beautiful
flowers
in front of her house.
Yes.
Now your husband helps with that, right?
Yes. I always say I purchase and place.
Yes.
And he keeps them alive.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got the green thumb.
Yes, he does.
My
yes,
goodness.
Does. Yeah.
We
yeah.
know when you're back in town because all of a sudden the flowers start to show up.
Yes. Yeah. And it's just beautiful. But what do you do with a tiny, tiny lot?
Oh, you fill it with flowers.
You fill it with flowers, just like my heart.
Brimming over with
yes.
love
yes.
and flower love.
Yes. And you'd be surprised. People come by and, you know, you'll find them in your backyard because
mm-hmm.
they want to see what's back there and
right.
they're taking their pictures and.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fun.
It is fun.
It is
fun.
It is.
Now, if people wanted to find you online, how would they do that? Do you have a Facebook page?
I am Eileen McClure on Facebook, and I have from what they tell me, I have a regular Facebook page and one for my business.
Okay, so if they search in Facebook, they'll find you.
Yes, Eileen McClure.
See, I despite being younger.
Mm-hmm.
I am just getting into the technology of things, and
mm-hmm.
I myself, I've had a Facebook page, I want to say about 4 weeks now,
mm-hmm.
maybe, so it's an interesting, those of you who are listening on Blog Talk Radio with Lily Dale,
mm-hmm.
I do Facebook Live, the radio shows whenever I can, so you get to see me visually that way, or for some reason Facebook Live fails, we've got Blog Talk Radio, so no matter what, we try to keep you covered either with sound or visual and sound,
mm-hmm.
so that you can enjoy Wednesdays with Willa. And I know time is going so fast. I think we could probably take one more caller.
Sure.
What do you think?
I'm
okay.
up for it if you are.
All right. So
do you want to try one?
Well, let's do, I guess this is a 1-1-1-1?
There's
a bunch of ones here. So caller ending in 1-1-1-1?
Well, in numerology, she should be very assertive.
All right. Hello? Hello, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, what's
Hello?
Your name and where are you from?
My name is Gail, and I'm phoning from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Oh, wonderful. Hello.
Hi, I'm so excited.
Yes.
Oh, this is so cool. So you're across the Peace Bridge.
Peace.
I am.
Yes, yes.
Way far away.
Or I'm not always familiar with your areas up there, but thank you. Isn't it amazing how technology can put us together in an instant? Gail, I'm excited you're calling. Okay, Gail, are you ready?
I am.
Okay, and you know, Willa, if you have anything to add to what I
oh,
have
sure.
to say,
if I decide to
okay,
you add
know,
on,
you're more than welcome.
Sure.
Okay, all right, Gail. You know, as I step into your vibration, please, I need to go with the gentleman here who comes with you, and the gentleman I just feel I want to do a tie, okay, and he would have looked good in him going to work, okay,
yeah.
So. Have you lost a husband?
No.
Who is this person to you? He looked good.
It's my father.
Okay, and you know he liked looking good.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, so there was a part of him that not only needed to do it for his job, but I could see him looking in a mirror when he was all done and going, not bad, not bad at all. So his body and how he kept his body and all of that would have been important to him throughout his life. But he goes, you know, I was lucky enough because I had the total package. He was a good-looking man, okay, and but he was a very bright man, okay. And
yeah.
So whatever he did for his living, you know, he always thought outside the box, okay. And the other
yeah.
part of him was he was very giving, okay. There was a part of him that absolutely loved behind the scenes, people would have not known, but behind the scenes, he would have given monetarily to people that were really in need. But your dad also absolutely loved his family. He loved coming home, and he loved being with his children. And so there was something about you. You know, you're a lot like your father as far as cognitive abilities, your ability to think outside the box. You come with a lot of his traits, and he just wants you to know in many ways how proud he is of you. Okay, your life has not been an easy journey. You are not one to look at the road and say, "Oh, that is way too hard. I'm going to take the paved road." You will take the one that is that has the upheaval, and you will try to make it better. And your dad just looks and says, you do things like him behind the scenes, and he just says how proud he is of you. Mm-hmm. Very, very proud of you. Okay?
What a wonderful gift.
Thank you. Do you look like your dad?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So he goes, yeah. Well, he goes, well, then you're handsome.
I have to add, my dad was in the Army for most of his life, and to know a part of my dad, because my mom and dad divorced, I didn't really get to know him personally, but I do know of him, of his attributes, I suppose you would say, and what he did. So it gives me a little bit of insight into him, and I know that he was gifted too as well. So thank you so much. You have made my day.
Thank you. You've made ours.
Yes.
Thank you for coming in.
It was meant to be. I just had a little cat nap because I'd woke up too early this morning, so I went back to sleep, and I woke up, and lo and behold, I turned on my Facebook, and you were on, and I thought, wow, I'm actually going to talk to somebody from Lilydale. You have made my day. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, and you have a wonderful, wonderful day and year, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Thanks, Gail.
Thank you.
Wasn't that a fun one?
Isn't it nice to touch people?
Oh, absolutely. That's why we do this
work. That is why we do the work, because, you know, we love the people that are no longer here.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to know, you know, is there really a continuation? And the answer is yes.
Yeah.
And are they okay? And what do they think of what I'm doing now?
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, and we can connect with people. Even if you don't know them well in your lifetime, you can get to know them better even afterward. I remember, my one grandfather, he lived at such a great distance, but I knew some things about him, and we'd visit occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was really starting in circles, I was meditating one day, and I felt him very strongly around me. And I got some great information, and then my thumbs went numb. And so I said, Mom, afterwards,
mm-hmm.
Mom, Grandpa told me this, that, and the other, and then he made my thumbs go numb. And she's like, oh, I totally forgot to tell you this. He had frosted thumbs.
Oh, my gosh. So
it's fun what you find out later.
Yes.
And my sense is that Gail is going to develop even more as a medium and be able to connect with him and get information that way and start to develop that rapport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I sometimes talk myself out of a job. I try to encourage people to be able to connect with their loved ones on their own. When it comes to being a professional medium, though, you need to be of even mind. Harry Edwards, the medium from UK who's passed on now, he talks about that, of being of even mind, so that you don't want to be all cuckoo.
No, we don't. No, not that we don't have those.
Oh, my goodness, the time is going so fast. We probably only really have 30 seconds because then the music will swell. But I want to tell everybody The next show will be Wednesday, October 11th at 10 a.m., same channel, same time. And my special guest next week is Bandy Shep, and she is the Lilydale librarian. And you are going to be amazed at mm-hmm. what a wealth of information Mandy is, but also what our library has to offer to you all. So I'm really glad that we'll be able to bring that to you. The following week after that, we're going to have Judith Rochester. She's going to talk about development circles, and mm-hmm. she's the primo person for
yes.
that. Excellent.
Yes.
So you got to tune in for that one as well. Mm-hmm. And, my classes. Tonight I'm teaching meditation at Jamestown Community College, and the next week I have prayer. Mm-hmm. And then October 18th is Care and Feeding of the Soul. So there's a lot of lineup for my classes. If you want more information about that, you can visit my website, willowwhite.com, or on my Facebook page, I do have very worded descriptions. So if you look up Willow White Medium, you can like and share and follow about me and about Wednesdays with Willa. So I'm so glad that you could join us for our show today. I know that we're ending, and I just want to thank Eileen so much for being on the show today. You've been a wonderful guest.
Thank you. This is a pleasure. Just a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, have a beautiful day, everyone.
Yes.
Lots of love to all of you.